party's going on. Thank God it's Friday.
It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want it forever, mine, ever, mine, ever, mine. Shutting shit down in the mall.
I'm pretty
telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning the call. I want it forever, mine, ever, mine.
We are back right here on the number one rated business show, right here on Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, taking in all over the world,
all over the globe, and it's a Friday.
Yes,
it's what
Friday.
And we got the wonderful Dr. P back in the house with us today.
Yes, I'm so glad to be back.
She been all over the world.
I know, right? So now come to work, do it.
Yeah.
You know, I love you guys. Miss you much.
And you can do that when you're a rock star.
But for Dr. P, I'm going to do a special today.
Oh, God.
Been around the world and
Oh, yeah. My goodness. It's the On My Album, y'all, coming out.
Now, we're going to have to behave today. We got some special guests in the house.
Yes, we do. We have guests today.
I know.
We got a candidate for Secretary of State in the house with us today.
We do, man.
Woo-hoo.
I hope you know how to turn up on a Friday.
All right, man. That's what we do over here.
And we're off a weekend. There was a holiday, too, so we had some extra days off.
Woo-hoo. Oh, man.
Well, really, we didn't. But
I'm trying to tell you.
But, yeah.
But we are back right here on the number one rated business show. Thank y'all so much for joining us once again. Let's go ahead and get some announcements out of the way so we can go ahead and get this show rolling. If you're out in the Douglasville area, I want you to go visit my barber right there, Studio 1211, 6405 Fairburn Road, 770-485-6772. You can call and schedule an appointment. Tell them KC sent you and you'll get a haircut on the number one rated business show.
That's right. And if you go and you say that Mr. Marketology sent you, you'll get your hair washed for free too.
If you're out in the Smyrna area, I want you to go visit my good friends over at Titans Fitness. They're a world-class training facility. They're located right there, 1834 South Cobb Industrial Boulevard. You can visit them online at titans.net. They got fitness, they got training, they got nutrition programs, and a brand new wellness vitality center.
Yeah, and you know, it's great. You know, they're talking about this gun law, right? We're going to bring that up. See, these guns right here about to be on. I'm about to pull the guns out.
Always trying to flex, Kevin.
I'm about to show the guns.
Don't know about the real deal.
Can't touch this.
Don't know about the real deal. I'm trying to tell y'all. Jeff finally coming out of the cell.
I see.
You starting to see he's starting to be happy again. I don't know.
I've been working with him.
Hey. I've been working with him. But what we got for our marketing minute for today?
Man, I don't even have a marketing minute for today. Now, I really do. You need to just be you. Be you. Okay. So many times we're trying to emulate, and I call it chasing Amazon. We try to emulate other companies. We try to go out there and see what they're doing and do exactly what they're doing. But what you don't realize is a lot of times you're chasing something that's been done years ago. They've already changed. They're already making other moves, and you're looking at the blueprint from back in the day. Wow. And you're trying to do the same thing they did back then that they've already modified. So do you. Be you.
Wow.
Mm.
That's it.
Mm. I'm going to be me, man. Mm.
You've been being you, Joe. I ain't going to lie. Oh, my goodness. He been some hella Jeff here lately.
Right. I see.
But no, that's so true because we tell businesses all the time, you got to focus on your business and what your business is about.
Yeah.
You cannot run around here chasing behind everybody and every little tactic that they use just because they might have some success in this area. Don't mean it's going to work for you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If you're not a media company, I wouldn't be focused on all this media. I'd be focused on cooking food like you're supposed to be doing in your restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we do go chasing behind competition. We go chasing behind other folks and not focusing on our own business. And that's how we grow it for real.
Yep.
Correct.
Oh, we got Miles in the house.
Oh, my goodness.
Miles, the engineer, is in the house.
How you been, Dr. P?
I have been doing wonderful. I know I've not been in the studio for the last few weeks, and so I've been traveling on the spring break. And I I was in your fair state, Alabama.
All right.
I never heard of Okapika, Okalaka.
Okalaka, yeah. Opelika. They got that shopping center in Okalaka.
Yeah, you could turn up in Opelika. What are you talking about?
Not really. It was interesting, but then I was also in the beautiful state of New York.
Okay.
I was in Manhattan. I was on Broadway.
She didn't bring back no gifts either.
The Michael Jackson's review show. It was phenomenal.
Wow.
absolutely phenomenal. So it's been wonderful. Got several other trips going about, but I was still on the move and on the grind for Real Talk with Dr. P.
There she didn't even bring back a magnet.
About me?
Nothing.
About me?
And you went to Opelika. You know, they got Ross. You know, where everybody go down there to get their Ross.
Of all, I never heard of the place.
Y'all don't get off of Alabama, okay? You got some nice spots going down 85 hey, South, okay?
Hey, I've got people that go down there for their Black Friday sale and come back coming up.
Really?
Really? Wow. Really?
Open like
it's like a hidden secret. They got some shoppers down there.
You're right. It's hidden. It's in the booth, in the back, in the corner, in the dark.
Say, Sierra don't even know about it.
What? But I'm glad to be back, though.
All right. We're glad to have you back. Yeah. We know you got a wonderful guest.
See how she bullied and took my seat, too? She took my seat and everything.
Dr. P, she won't.
Hey.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm that type of lady.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I know. But didn't bring back no magnets.
About me?
Didn't bring back no t-shirts. Nothing.
We're bringing things down to the state of Georgia. All right. Glad everybody had a wonderful break. I was down there in Ron DeSantis land.
Oh my goodness! Yes, you was down in the heat of Florida. Oh, yeah,
you know it's scary in Florida.
Out there on the teacup.
Yeah.
With men and Nikki.
but it is an election year, and we got a lot of important elections coming up.
Yes, that is true.
And joining us to the program, he is running for Secretary of State.
Yes.
We did have Floyd Griffin on. He talked about his platform and a lot of things that he's done. But joining us to the program today, Dr. John Eaves.
Yes.
KC, happy to be here, man. I feel like I have to put my seatbelt on to be with y'all.
It's Friday. You turn up.
Yeah, turn up on Friday.
How you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Happy to be here.
All right, man. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday. So you are running for Secretary of State.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your background. I know you say you're a doctor of education.
I am.
Now, what other background do you have that kind of gives you that credibility to be a Secretary of State here in the illustrious state of Georgia?
Well, first of all, I'm pretty well qualified. I mean, I got a political background. I got a professional background. I got a personal background. I've been here in Atlanta, Georgia now for 35 plus years. Came here to go to Morehouse.
Okay.
So I'm a Morehouse man. So that immediately qualifies me for the position.
But I did
my educational training here, got involved in community service, but went to Yale University, got my PhD, as you pointed out. But more importantly, regional director, Peace Corps, also teach at Spelman College right now in the political science department, small business owner. So your show is certainly about business ownership. And more importantly, I'm a father. Two wonderful children, adult children.
Oh, yeah.
Who go to one. My daughter goes to North Carolina A&T. She's a senior.
Wow.
Possibly going to Morehouse School of Medicine next year. Oh. And my son is a recent graduate of Morehouse, and now he's at Duke University in a graduate program.
Wow.
Congratulations.
I know you're proud, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm trying to get mine out of high school right now. Now, tell us, the Secretary of State, I think a lot of folks kind of mistake some of the powers of the office in this type of thing. What are some of the functions of the Secretary of State that people need to understand?
Yeah, so Casey, it is a misunderstood position. A lot of people didn't even know about it until Donald Trump called this man Raffensperger and asked him to find 12,000 votes. So that's when it became front and center. But the Secretary of State is an executive position of the state. Mm-hmm. It has wide sweeping responsibilities in several areas. Mm-hmm. So most people think about elections. So you oversee the elections in the state of Georgia, all 159 counties.
Oh, yeah.
Also statewide elections. But what really connects to your community is the corporations division. So overseas registers 1.1 million small businesses in the state of Georgia.
Wow.
And 35% or so are Black owned.
Wow.
So we're pretty significant as a state in terms of Black business ownership. Then there's licensing boards. So it's 42 licensing boards that you convene meetings of. Doctors, dentists, architects, welders, plumbers, electricians, barbers, all of these folks who work in our communities have to abide by or meet what's called licensing requirements. So just any John Doe can't say, I'm going to be a doctor and minister to you. You got to make sure you have the credentials and the training and the education. So there are boards who oversee these various occupations. And if somebody in that area is doing something bad, fraudulent, some sort of malpractice, they can be dealt with. So it really protects our society. So that's one of the areas of responsibility. And quickly, the last area that's really important is what's called the Securities Division. So the Securities Division, you're talking about bank regulatory standards, financial planning, securities, private equity. And that area is another area that I'm really interested in terms of diversity, equity, and inclusion. There's so many sectors in our state. We got strong Black presence, 32% of our population in the state. Good presence. Wow. Translates to political leadership, et cetera. But when it comes to economics, we get the short end of the stick. So administration would be about inclusion, which is only the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful, especially in a place like Georgia.
Yes.
But Black folks has always been held as the Mecca for years.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the one place, like you said, unfortunately, you had to go to Alabama. But but I was raised in Alabama, so I really understand it. It's like there's no opportunities there. It's so just economically depressed for Black folks. It's like trying to start a business. There's no help. You know, it's hard to get funding. It's hard to get licensing and this type of stuff.
Wow.
But Georgia is one of those type states. They've been very, very kind to Black entrepreneurs. Now, one of the things that hurts me the most, though, is why is our number so low when it comes to entrepreneurship? And what do we do about raising those numbers in our community?
So good question. It can actually be higher. So these stats are only those who are registered.
Okay.
So a lot of folks, you know, so what they call the gig economy, it's a little bit of the hustle life, not disparaging those folks or anything like that, but they're not legal. So they haven't filed the paperwork with the Secretary of State's office. It may be some people who cut hair, maybe some people who drive cars, but they're not official business, legal business owners. Mm-hmm. The downside of that is when there's a PPP loan or a grant with the City of Atlanta or Fulton County or Cobb County, you can't apply because you're not.
Oh, yeah, I found that out the hard way.
Yeah, right. So you rise and fall with your business and you don't have any backup. So as Secretary of State in my administration, I'm going to really push for folks who just don't necessarily see the value, educate them and get them to see the value of being a legal entity so that they can not only benefit from grant and funding, access to capital, but also develop, operate like a business, have a retirement account, you know, you pay your employees at fair wages, et cetera. So I really want small business owners to think business mindedly.
Okay. So, Dr. Eves, I guess the guy at Walmart that I met with the lab coat, he needs to give you a call. He was back at the tire center and, you know, he had a lab coat so he could help me my medical issues. I might need to have him call you.
Definitely. You don't want these scammers. And believe it or not, that is part of the job.
Right.
So I talked to a group of seniors earlier this week and I said, you know, seniors sometimes are targeted by crazy folks who try to mislead them, take their money. Well, the Secretary of State can go after these folks. And if there's evidence that person is illegal, a scammer, a flim-flam artist, you can recommend prosecution.
Wow.
So this office really is a powerful office. So Jeff, that example about the guy with the lab coat, hey, just call me.
now, tell me this one. Because I know everybody in here get at least 50 scam calls a day.
Oh, yeah.
Can we do anything about these folks calling me, telling me they're going to cancel my Social Security card? Have you got that one?
Oh, I got that one. Not only that, for my mom. Your mom needs to go and give us all of her information relative to her Social Security. I'm like,
Have you lost your mind?
Okay, I'm getting ready to report you to the SEC, the FCC, and all the other alphabets that I can think of well. But my mother would not do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is a real problem because even as a business owner, I get letters from folks who say you got to pay a fee to do A, B, and C in the state of Georgia. And it looks like an official envelope.
Mm-hmm.
And I do question why the Secretary of State's office does not act in a proactive way, saying when you register, discard, ignore any type of communication coming from somebody else other than my office that asks you to pay a fee. But that happens routinely.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just the phone calls. They do happen, but it's also official letters and emails. These folks are really aggressive now. And they continue to do it because somebody's due. Somebody's dupe. That's why they keep doing it. Somebody, so they do get money from this.
Now, another big issue here in Georgia has been is voting.
Yeah.
Our current Secretary of State has touted, you know, what a great job they've done with the elections, how smooth the transition went, how easy it was for everyone to vote, and this type of stuff. But we still having a lot of complaints. We still got questionable things about these absentee ballots and stuff. Mm. What is it that your administration would do about, you know, changing our voting structure or making it better?
So first of all, the fact is there is voter suppression happening. I've traveled throughout the state. I've gone to places such as Camden County, Southeast Georgia, Lincoln County, Middle Georgia as well, Spalding County. And there are attempts to reduce the number of precincts from in Lincoln County, 7-1, Camden County, 5-1. And it makes it more difficult for people in the outer extremities of that county, especially if they don't have transportation, to get to the voting precinct site. Mm-hmm. Wow. So that's happening. There's also a degree of confusion that's happening in terms of when to apply for absentee voting, et cetera. So it's a toxic, confusing environment. The reason why this is happening is because Georgia is unique in terms of our diversity, which I think is our strength. You mentioned Alabama. Well, Alabama has a lot of black folks as well, but the percentage in Georgia is pretty high, and it's translated to political power. More black mayors, more black county commissioners, more black sheriffs, more black district attorneys, more black members of Congress than any state in the country.
Oh, yeah.
The last frontier where there is no black representation in our state is our statewide elected offices, the governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state. So this effort by Republicans to make it difficult to confuse folks is about reducing the vote count by a couple percentages. It's almost like, and I use a football analogy sometimes, you score the touchdown, you've almost tied the game, but you want the 2-point conversion.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is about stopping the 2-point conversion. The 2-point conversion is what translates from a particular person potentially winning or losing. Mm-hmm. And so it's just designed to make it knock off a couple percentages, because when you're in politics, all you have is 50% plus one person. If you got 49%, no matter how close you are, you do not win.
Timid. In a day and age that we live in, where we have the ultimate insecurity on our phones and this type of stuff, I can literally transfer hundreds of thousands of dollars right on my phone.
Yeah. Exactly.
Why can't I vote on my phone?
Casey, let me tell you, I say that all the
seriously.
Time.
Yeah.
So about a year ago, I had been depositing my checks, the few checks I get now. I'll go to the bank. And I had somebody say, why you go to the bank?
You don't have to do that anymore.
Why don't you use a phone? So the first time I did it, it's so strange. Now I rarely go to the bank.
I do too.
I mean, just you take a picture of the phone. Right.
They charge you if you go to the bank.
It is, It is. It's like, you almost necessarily just got to be almost at utmost an urgency to go to the bank. Because like you can do everything transactionally over your phone.
And so if you feel comfortable with your money, your hard-earned money being transacted that way, why not make voting that way? In the 21st century, there's no reason why we should be going to a center
and wait for long hours. Yeah. So, Dr. Ease, are they planning to do something like that where it will afford us the opportunity for those individuals, such like our elders that can't get out and things, or those that live in a rural area, to have them that opportunity to be able to vote in that way?
Good question, Dr. P. So that's one of my ideas, is to do it. I'm going to push for it. Because elections are expensive. So when I was chairman of Fulton County, it cost between $6 and $9 million to administer an election season.
Wow.
All right. People don't realize this, but most of that cost is man and woman power who are being hired.
Okay.
Poll workers.
Okay.
When you convert to this type of idea we're talking about now, cell phone, kiosk, whatever, you take out the human element. You just use technology to verify.
Exactly.
Yes.
And the cost for voting will go incredibly down. And the savings could be used to reinvest those dollars either into our cities or into the infrastructure to make voting better.
Yes,
easier.
Thank you. I mean,
and so we should stop haggling about,
I totally agree. Definitely without
you, definitely have a lot more voters.
Yes, I mean, I'm thinking about the senior citizens because my mother's a senior citizen who she has difficulties. Of course, we would take her, but just imagine again, I say those in the rural areas that do not have accessibility or don't have anyone to take them to the voting.
Oh, yeah,
it could be so many. We're missing out on a lot of votes for people, and I think this would definitely help to streamline the process and to make it more technology and impactful.
Well, fast approaching the break. Before you go, though, just briefly let us know, what would you do as Secretary of State?
A lot of what we're talking about today, you're talking about having a different and new vision for the Secretary of State's office. So it's both the two big components are the voting access. I'm a Black man, but I believe that everybody should be able to vote, whether you're Black, white, Asian, et cetera. So I'm going to make voting accessible, and I'm going to make business ownership more easier and successful.
Wow.
All right.
The one and only Dr. John Eason. Anybody wants to support your campaign, if anybody wants to follow you and see what you got, how can folks get in contact with you?
My website is www.johneaves4georgiaspellingout.com. And go to my website. I'd be more than happy to get support. Please vote for me. The election is coming up on May the 24th. Election day, early voting starts on May the 2nd. Again, John Eaves for Secretary of State. Thank you so much, Casey.
All right, now.
Thank you for being with us today.
Coming up after the break, once again, we got Dr. P back in the house.
Yes.
So y'all stay tuned for a special segment for Ask Dr. P right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, checking in all over the world. It's the Rockstar KC.
And Mr. Marketology. You know, they took my seat, man.
And we'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Williams with the Align for Life Wellness. I want to invite you to our new office at 1800 Jonesboro Road in Atlanta. Come in for a consultation, examination, therapy, and x-ray, all for just $100.
What?
Yes, $100. This offer expires soon, so call us to schedule at 404-383-1110 or find us on the web at www.yourfinespine.com.
If you want to be fine, take care of your spine.
We're open late.
Are you ready to upgrade your business?
It's time to get your mind on your marketing.
Right now, the Rockstar Brandon and Mr. Marketology are teaming up to help a few businesses out there.
And we are going to give you the plan to success.
Is your business slow? Are you looking to grow? Are you trying to make more profits? We want you to go to
mindonmymarketing.com.
That's right. Mindonmymarketing.com.
Put in your name and your phone number, and we will schedule a 15-minute assessment of your business and give you the plan to success.
Go to mindonmymarketing.com.
There's a lot going on in the world, and your world is always changing. That's why it's important to stay connected. The latest news, the latest entertainment, the newest music. If it's in the air or on the air, it can be in the palm of your hand, wherever you are, with the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country, and over 15 million songs to create your own custom stations. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
It's the Rockstar KC
and Mr. Marketology.
Invite everybody to join us at our brand new town for the number one rated morning show at
10 a.m. in the morning.
Live on the Real 1100 AM and iHeartRadio all over the world.
And that's Monday through Friday. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Tune your radio.
Tune in.
Now.
You can tune in to this radio station on any smartphone or tablet.
iPhone.
Android.
BlackBerry.
Nokia.
Samsung.
Windows phones.
Or whatever you have. Download the free TuneIn app from your phone or tablet's app store.
Tune in with music, sports, news, and comedy.
From over 70,000 radio stations around the world, including this Beasley Broadcast Group station. Check it out at TuneIn.com.
Or your app store.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Rodney Perry, comedian extraordinaire, and I'm rocking with my boy KC Pride on the number one rated business show. What?
Is there a doctor in the house?
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Lay back on your couches. Get ready to take your notepads. It's time for Ask Dr. P.
Good morning. I am so excited to be back in the studio once again. I know you don't get mad with me. I know I've been gone for a few weeks. Please forgive me, but I am trying my best. I am going to make it up to you guys. I have missed you all as well. But yes, this is Real Talk with Dr. P on the number one business radio show, KC Pride, this morning. And I'm so excited because this is Boss Ladies of Atlanta segment. And I'm so excited to have two beautiful boss ladies in the studio with me this morning. And let me help you understand what boss ladies means. Not someone that's overpowering, not someone that's trying to take over. Boss ladies means bold, optimistic, succeeding, most of all, successful. They're making boss moves, not only just in their professional lives, but they're making boss moves in their personal lives and superseding it over to be phenomenal women, empowering women today's market. So I am excited to have in the studio with me this morning, Miss Bernadette Boaz. And then I also have an opportunity to, you will formally introduce Pastor. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, I am Apostle Dr. Teresa Jordan, but affectionately known as Pastor T.
All right, Pastor T. Right. It's so wonderful to have you in the studio with us this morning. So, Bernadette, I was reading over your profile, and I thank you for your transparency, but can you tell me why you feel at this time you consider yourself a boss lady?
I think it comes down to just really finally owning who I am, mm-hmm. and loving all of it.
Okay.
Good, bad, warts, beauty marks, you know, the pains and the joys, all of it. Uh-huh. And then using that to empower other women to do the same.
I love it. And I thank you for your transparency early before we were in going on the air. You were talking about, you say you were a boss that was not a likable boss. And I want to see how you transition from that part and coming into the fact that where you are now is a boss lady who's very bold, who's very optimistic, who's very succeeding, most of all successful in her business.
Well, you were being very kind saying that I wasn't, you know, someone that was likable. Uh-huh. That was putting it, you know, very nicely.
Okay.
I was more that corporate tyrant, that witch, that bitch. And at the same time, I kind of got off on it, mm-hmm. and until I lost all of it.
Mm.
Until all of a sudden, you know, 25-year career goes up in smoke. And not only does it go up in smoke, but it was terminated as a result from my mentor of 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that just killed me. But at the same time, as opposed to being angry or bitter about it, I mm-hmm. kind of went, well, wait a minute. You know, I loved him. I revered him. He adored me. This has to be about me. Mm-hmm. It's not about him. I'm mm-hmm. not going to deflect blame.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of went on a journey of excavating my soul, as I call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really kind of saw her in the mirror, and she was pretty ugly and she mm-hmm. was pretty nasty. And I said, wait, this is not me.
Mm-hmm.
This is not who I, you know, was, you know, as a kid growing up with a family of 14, with beautiful parents, beautiful siblings.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't me. I need to find her. And I just kind of did the work mm-hmm. to really find who I truly, truly wanted to be and meant to be.
I'm so excited to hear that, because that's what we need to do in empowering women. Because women, you are in positions such as that, mm-hmm. whether it's in your home, your personal lives, or even in your workplace, you must understand that as a boss lady or a boss in that perspective, you got people looking at you. And then when you put your, like Michael Jackson has a song, when you said the man in the mirror.
Yes.
Sometimes we as women must look at ourselves and understand why we're not going where we need to be, why the people around us don't really want to be around us. And that's when you have to make that decision. Am I the type of person, who am I empowering today?
Yep.
Am I empowering myself? Because at the end of the day, we are mothers, we are sisters, we are aunties, we are those in the workroom as well as when we're at home. Mm-hmm. So making those understanding and divisions of understanding who you are personally and see how you can take that from your personal life that supersede over into your work life, that to me simplifies a boss. And even Pastor T, talk about it from a church perspective. You know, I'm a church girl. We know about church people. So my thing is, how you feel like that relationship of being a boss from your personal and professional life?
Well, you know, I can speak a little bit from the church perspective, but I have a completely different ministry.
Okay.
It's outside the four walls
of the church. Oh, come on now, especially since this pandemic.
Okay. Well, it's always really been that way. And mm-hmm. and I thank God for that, because when the pandemic hit, I was ready.
Mm-hmm.
I was prepared. Mm. My ministry didn't slow down. It stop. As a matter of fact, mm-hmm. it exceeded and went far beyond my expectations in the midst of the storm. But I have an evangelistic ministry that really encompasses the world.
Mm.
So we reach all of the highways and hedges and byways with what we're doing. And it's all encompassed in entertainment.
Mm. Okay.
Right. So we are coming from the entertainment perspective of ministry. Mm. We call it performing arts ministry.
And see, and that's what I'm talking about, because in that particular, you're boss.
Yeah.
Because in this type of industry, especially during a pandemic, you have to be bold, you have to be optimistic, and you have to see yourself being succeeding most of all and successful in how you go out empowering people, empowering lives. And we as women here lately, it's been all eyes on us. It might be a man-sized job, no disrespect, gentlemen, but it takes a woman to do this.
I feel hurt.
Don't get hurt. I don't want you to be hurt.
I'm leaving, man. I'm out.
What? Jeff, no, we want you to be in because we need you. And I go back to our phenomenal first lady, Miss Michelle Obama.
Okay.
You know, Barack, President Obama, he definitely did the things he needed of the president, but he knew, well, who was in charge at home, well, in the White House or in his own house. But that's what we as women have to do. I'm to the fact that I want us to stop tearing each other down, but learn how to build each other up, empower each other, especially I know the entertainment business. I know you get a lot
all day, every day.
And you have to step back, evaluate yourself before you make that particular response, because at the end of the day, whatever decisions that you make, there are consequences. Mm-hmm. So tell me about, in your business as entertainment, how you envision it, how you move along in the business and kind of penetrate it over to others.
Well, what basically happened is, like I said, it's a performing arts ministry. Mm-hmm. So we have been called and purposed to empower up-and-coming inspired artists mm-hmm. to do what God has purposed them to do.
Mm-hmm.
The underdogs, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that nobody's ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that haven't been tainted yet.
Mm-hmm.
That can still go forth and do God's work in performing arts
mm-hmm.
without it being all of the isms and schisms. We have been called to train them at this level.
Mm-hmm.
So when they get to that level, they are still doing what God has purposed them to do, and it's not all about the money. It's mm-hmm. not all about the other stuff that be going on behind the scenes, even in gospel.
Mm.
You'd be surprised.
I can about imagine in the gospel arena the things that go on behind the door.
Yeah.
You know, when the makeup comes off, when the sweeper comes through and the lights come go down, like what's really, really going on. And then my thing, that's why you shouldn't idolize people.
Right. But they do.
I know.
And even being in the midst of it, the expectations are that we should do better.
Mm-hmm.
We should know better.
Mm-hmm.
So when people fall or fail or do the things that they shouldn't be mm-hmm. doing, it hurts to the core.
Oh, yes.
So we have been purposed to catch them down here,
mm-hmm.
train them up right in mm-hmm. the hopes that they will not stray from what God really has intended for them to do.
And I'm glad you do that, because people don't understand when you get to a certain level, and you know you're not used to it, but it's good to train them when you get to that level, because we all are human. We're yes. all are going to fall. Don't get upset when you see certain people in high profile positions kind of falter, but you just understand that, learn from that mistake and what to do and what not to do, and don't idolize people.
Yeah.
And that's why reality shows now, you know, is it really reality?
No. Okay, well, I'm gonna stop.
No, preach.
Come on, Pastor T. Come on now.
No, it's predominantly scripted,
of course,
and it's all set and made for
entertainment,
you know. But the sad part about that is that it's entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do we
entertain?
Want to be
foolishness?
Right. Why do we get excited and all up in arms about somebody going through some, you know, torrential stuff in their lives?
Right.
They're cursing at each other and fighting each other,
right,
and that excites us as a public.
And suppose you all, when you have a platform such as that, I would say, ladies, we need to start empowering each other, building each other up. Because at the end of the day, we don't walk away from anything else from the show today. Let's learn how to be boss ladies, not overpowering, but be boss ladies, being in that area to help each other.
Shut up, Kevin. The ladies.
Here we go.
I'm not the hater.
Get ready.
I'm not the hater, Joe. But no, I just want to know, because I'm raising daughters. And the one thing that I want them to do is to go out there and compete with anybody. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying, you need to take a back seat to anybody, or you need to, you know, reduce your intelligence for anybody, anything like that. But what does empowerment for women look like? Because I don't want my daughters to feel like they need to be treated special or treated with kid gloves. Mm-hmm. I just want them to have a fair playing field.
To me, being empowered, and anybody can step in, but my thing is to know, be secure within yourself.
Okay.
To be and do not allow any a person or people to belittle you, to the fact that when you know when to step in, to when to make a comment on that, just don't come in just a comment, but comment stating something that is going to lift someone else up, because whatever you've gone through, it's not for you.
Right.
And I've been taught that it's for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So your daughters, I know you want them to don't never take a back seat, especially if it's something that they're stern on and you know for a fact it's something true. No, but help them to learn how to empower and feel good about themselves, feel very secure about themselves, hold their head up high, wear their crown with pride, mm-hmm, and knowing that what you as a father are doing to make them understand this is how a lady is supposed to be treated.
Let's go to Bernadette on this one, because she says she was tough in her profession.
Mm-hmm.
Now, being treated like a lady at work, because don't get me wrong, when we out in public and this type of stuff, I understand shivering and I believe in that fully. I open the door and everything. But
look at you.
In the workplace.
They don't want the camera on me.
In the workplace, seriously, I came to win. And I don't care who I got to beat to win. I'm just saying. That, and I think that should be everybody's attitude.
It's the way how you do it.
Right, exactly.
So how am I to treat you differently than I treat Jeff?
Right. We don't want to be treated differently.
Put respect on Jeff
now. We don't want to be treated differently. But at the same time, you know, you don't see a lot of outright disrespect between two men.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You don't. You kind of look at each other as men. At least this is the observation from women. You look at each other as men and you're almost like, you know, you could lose control, get angry, get emotional. And you're like, yeah, that's, you know, that's a guy. That's a dude. A woman does that.
You
and
do that
like,
with a woman.
There's an angry woman.
Yeah.
Right. There's an angry woman. But I do want to touch on something what you also said and asked about with your daughters. I think what Dr. Priscilla said was spot on. I think the way they get empowered is they, mm-hmm, you help them get to know who they truly, mm-hmm, are.
Right.
Because once they know who they truly are, mm-hmm, and they believe in it, mm-hmm, they don't doubt it. They don't let other people criticize it and put it down like she said. Mm-hmm. Then that's where the confidence and the empowerment, mm-hmm, comes from.
And they won't settle.
Exactly. Because they know exactly what, mm-hmm, they want, who they are, why they want it.
Yes.
Okay.
And who they don't want to be.
Correct.
And make sure, like, I wish I had kind of asked myself, who do I not want to be in my 20s, 30s, and 40s? Because I might have said the person I became. And then I might have thought differently. But, you know, so I really think from a very early age, and that's where fathers and sisters and aunts and everyone can really help, especially young girls,
okay,
and young women, to just really focus on learning about who they are.
Okay.
Stop worrying about everything else going on in the world and at least spend time every day,
mm-hmm,
learning about who they are. It's never too early, mm-hmm, and it's never too late,
right,
even if you're a seasoned woman.
Mm-hmm. Now, because one of the biggest things is, and some men would say this, not me. Jeff would probably say this. Is that it's like you want to be treated equal, but I want to be treated special at the same time. And it's like it's unfair because we don't get treated special. We get treated somewhat equal, but we don't get treated special. It's like, well, we would normally do this because we're men or whatever in a business situation, but you can't say that because it's a woman in the room and this type of thing. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of men, it's like they don't really understand the whole premise, I guess you would say.
Who told you that you couldn't say it in the room because there's women in the room? Who told you that?
Right.
Jeff.
No, the thing is about it's how you say it.
Right.
It's okay. how you deliver it out is the emphasis about saying you can't say it's how you deliver it because correct. You can talk to a person, but don't talk at them. It's right. The difference. Right. Okay. Isn't that right, Pastor T?
No, I was going to say, yeah, I definitely want to get her voice in on this because you deal with entertainers. And
yes,
I know
how they get.
How emotional, especially a gospel singer, how they get. How oh, they my goodness.
For real, yes.
Well, I really agree with everything that has been said mm-hmm. so far, particularly once you know who you are mm-hmm. and your purpose, and that's what you, like they were saying, you need to instill that in your daughters.
Okay.
Then they won't. I can't even count the no's that I got, and even the disrespect,
okay.
The criticism that was hidden under hidden agendas, like there was nothing wrong with what I was doing, but because you wanted to do it, Mister, and it was Ms. that was doing it,
okay.
you criticized and tried to take it down
okay.
to try to get me, but because I knew who I was, it was instilled in me, and not by my parents, let's say that.
Oh, okay.
It was not instilled in me by parents, it was instilled in me by my pastors
okay.
along the way. But okay. saying that it was there were leaders, parent or otherwise, that instilled in me that this is your purpose, this is who you are, don't let anybody take you off of that. So mm-hmm. when the darts came by way of the criticism and the tearing down and the all of that, it didn't take me off my game. What it did is propelled me to do it better.
Yes.
Okay.
To do it more.
Yep.
And to then pay it back to others, pay it forward, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Empowering others to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I could have stopped a long time ago. And if it was up to, I'm just going to say, if it was up to men,
I would. Gotta bite your tongue
now. Yeah. We keep it real over here.
I would have stopped a long time ago. I could tell. Look, we would be on this radio show
all day,
every day, okay. for the next 365 days for please. Me to share.
Yes.
Yeah, you definitely in the male dominated industry.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, Pastor T said, if it was up to Kevin,
I did.
Right.
But I wouldn't beat her because she's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I would just beat her because I want to win. That's the only reason.
Well, you.
So, you can't get mad at me for that.
I can't work with this.
No, and it's nothing wrong with the competitiveness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As long as it's fair.
It's fair, yeah. Right.
Now, this is one thing. It's like we've had the movements, we've had just god awful amounts of women empowerment and this type of stuff. At what point are we good? At what point are we equal? And I know we talk about this in the black community a lot, as far as just black and white, you know what I'm saying? But between male and female, because that's the next biggest segregation. So at what point are we equal?
But it's the same.
Yeah.
Never.
Right.
You know.
And that's only because of the thought process and the mentality of people.
Mm. Okay.
That's why.
Even to the fact that it goes back of Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. when God laid Adam down to sleep, he pulled out a rib.
Okay.
He still left the man more. But then because of what happened, that's when the domination started to came in, overpower him and things of nature. But right at this point, that's why if you want to do this, let's stand side by side with each other, not try to overpower each other. If we're going to be equal, let's be equal in a good way together. Because it's going to be moments you're going to agree mm-hmm. to disagree.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all about how your delivery is.
No, I'm with you on that.
And remember, there's equity and there's equality.
Right.
So equity is when the fact that it will be good when,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what's on paper,
mm-hmm.
you know, both genders are being, you know, treated, promoted, hired, paid, you know, included mm-hmm. equally, equitable, right, right. equitably, mm-hmm. I should say.
Yes.
Not just equally, because I agree mm-hmm. With the pastor. It never will be.
Equal. I think personal equality is a feeling. And I think if you don't embody that I'm equal to everybody else, I don't think that's something somebody can give you. You know, politicians come out here every year after year. They use this whole black and white fight and this type of stuff to try to get us all riled up and mad at each other. But at the end of the day, you are equal citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you black, white, purple, whatever else, it's right. your job, you know?
Because when you go into their court, it doesn't make sure if it doesn't make a difference. You white, purple, green, what the judge is going to look at it. This is the evidence in front of me. This is what's been presented to me. And this is how I am going to go forth and give you this judgment, whether you white, black, purple, or green in that regards. But again, I say is when it's written down on paper, when it goes to a man and a woman, yes, that part. But when it goes up, we cannot, it's no way we can. I just say myself, because again, I say it all goes back. He took one rib. He left out several others. So how can we be equal? Right. If you help me out, if I'm wrong, correct me.
No.
It all goes back to how you deliver right. everything.
But I do agree that it also goes back to how the individual receives it.
Yes.
If you allow yourself to be diminished, if you allow yourself to be disrespected, if you like the pastor was saying, if you take on the ugliness and mm-hmm. the disrespect
yes.
of the other person, male or female, by the way,
right.
because that's
correct.
What you know, Dr. Priscilla said was, you know, women have to do a better job at supporting women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you take that on and allow that to diminish you, yes. well, that's on you.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
That's on you. That's not on anyone else.
That's right.
Now, that's hard when all of a sudden people are throwing daggers at you.
Yes.
But at the same time, you know, you then put up your shield and just like let him deflect off. And mm-hmm. and trust me, when I say you'll get a bigger row out of them from doing that mm-hmm. than by taking those daggers. Right.
Wow.
I ain't taking no more darts from you, bro.
I love
he was throwing them all last week trying to be Bobby Brown. Now,
oh, Lord.
Now he want to be all quiet over there. That's all right.
See, the Pastor T is in the house. I'm about to drop the album. She's about to represent me.
Help us,
I'm about to go platinum.
Oh, Lord.
He skipped over
gold, went straight to platinum.
Oh, Lord,
my singing
career is
about to take off.
Yeah, so anyway, we're gonna say, Jeff, you know, thank you for your comments, but we're getting ready to close out, and I want to say before we leave out, ladies, could you leave us some golden nuggets?
Hold on 1 second, because that's just a break. So
okay.
Matter of fact, I'm going to hold y'all over the break. And then when we come back, I want y'all to give us some tips on how to empower women.
Yes.
Right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, checking in all over the world. It's the Rockstar KC.
And Dr. P.
And Jeff ain't got nothing to do with it. We'll be back after this.
Impressed. I mean, damn, did you even see the test? You got D's, motherfucker, D's, Rosie Perez, and yes, barely passed any and every class, looking at every app, cheated on every test. I guess this is my dissertation, homie. This is basic. Welcome to graduation. Good morning.
At Align for Life, we work with attorneys across the entire metro area. We are a portal of entry provider, meaning we can ensure your client is triaged accordingly and coordinate all aspects of your client's chiropractic and medical care from start to finish, including referrals to medical doctors, specialists, and imaging. This is Dr. Fowler. Your injury clients deserve the best transportation, extended hours, and compliance monitoring. We understand your needs. Refer your injury and accident victims right now by calling us at 404-383-1110 or visit us at yourfinespine.com.
Transportation is provided via Uber, and we are open late so your clients can come in after work.
Auto accidents, wellness care, slip and fall. We take care of it all.
Did you know that The Real 1100 has a Facebook page? Visit facebook.com/real1100 to keep up with your favorite shows, videos, photos, upcoming events, and more. That's facebook.com/real1100, giving you more of the real. The real, real, real.
Hey y'all, it's Paris Fit, and I'm rocking with KC Pride, the host of the number one rated business show.
I beat
on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the air. I'm on it.
See, you been rocking now. That's what I'm talking about. So we play all these old school. Some of the first hip hop records.
Stop. Like,
bro, that wasn't a hit when it was a hit. Lord have mercy. Thank y'all so much for joining us right here on the number one rated business show, Real 1100 AM, iHeartRadio, checking in all over the world. Miss Al Genius, she says she's keeping opening doors. God bless you. We're going to keep opening them. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining.
I ain't going
to
say it.
So, go ahead, Joe.
I ain't going to say it.
Go ahead, Joe.
So, what about when you open these doors, right? And then they walk in, they look at you like, how are you supposed to react?
You know what to not to do.
A woman has never done that to me, Joe.
Ooh, right. I've never done it to a man who's done it for me.
Not only did she be like, she talked to a friend in the doorway. Had a whole conversation. And then they both walk in like,
Lord have mercy. We are fastly approaching the end of the show. Just before we let you wonderful women out of here, just starting on this side, Ms. Bernadette, give us just a couple things that women can do today to start helping to empower other women.
Simply reach out. Ask them, how can I help? What do you need? What are you working on? And what challenges are you having that maybe through my lessons, through my experience, through my highs and lows, I can help you with? It's really just put out your hand.
Wow.
I love it.
Pastor T.
My manager.
Seriously, I think a lot of the empowerment comes from just sharing your experiences and your life and things that you've gone through to get where you are.
Okay.
When people are looking for advice, be willing to advise, but don't be overbearing. Mm-hmm. Learn how to listen sometimes, because you can learn a lot of why a person hasn't excelled if you listen to what it is that they're dealing with and what they're going through, and be willing to share. I think a lot of times I've found, particularly in the entertainment business, people get a nugget and they hold on for dear life. They don't want to share. Be willing to share, like I said, the things that have helped you along the way, because I promise you it will help somebody else.
This is so true. Very true.
Dr. P.
Yes. I would say to empower women, just know who you are, be secure in who you are, wear your crown proudly, and don't be afraid to sometimes step back, reflect on things that you can make you to be a better person, that you can go out to help someone else to be a better person. Because in this life, we cannot do things on our own. Love on yourself. Most of all, appreciate yourself and know what you're going through. Again, it's not just for you. It's for you to help someone else along the way, to help them to be the person that you are in your life.
Bernadette, if anybody wants to get in contact with you or follow you on social media, how can folks get in contact with you?
They can go to ballofirecoaching.com or join me on Facebook at Shift to Riches Today, and on Instagram, Ball of Fire Bernadette.
All right. Pastor T.
The easiest way is to Google Praise Fest, PRAYZE. FEST, okay. One word, Praise Fest. And everything about me and what we do and who we are comes up.
All right. And the one and only Dr. P.
Well, you can follow me on IG at Dr. Diva GG _ P Hubbard. And you can also find me on Facebook. And you can also just email me at ycsconsultinginc@gmail.com. And if you want to be a guest on my show, I'll be more than happy to have you on the show so we can continue to empower each other.
All right. What you going? You coming back to work next week?
Yes, darling.
We're going to get to see you next week.
You're going to see. I have a lineup of people that are excited to be able to come back.
Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned with the number one rated business show. We do have a big, big week next week.
Yes.
We got, who are we? I'm trying to remember. When Dr. P come here, I get flustered.
Get flustered, bro. We got a full up show next week. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. And I'm trying to see who's going to come.
He obviously flustered too. We got like 4 minutes left on air. Everybody looking on their phones like, what are we supposed to be doing?
We got to. Look, stay tuned. That's all. Just stay tuned. How about that? Y'all ain't gonna put me on spot.
I hope everyone has a wonderful and safe weekend. Oh. Keep your pistols in your holsters.
Oh, and another thing. From now on, don't talk to me directly. You talk to my representative, Pastor T. From now on, if you need anything from Jeff, you talk to my representative.
This man right here.
Pastor T, if you let your client know, we need to get his Instagram for the audience, right. Please.
It is Mr. Dot Marketology. And then on all other socials, just Mr. Marketology. No dots, no periods. From now on, KC, I need water and red M&Ms.
I'm trying to put a rider out.
Yes.
You might want to talk to your manager over there. Right. You can follow me on Instagram at I am KC Pride. We'll be back next week, same time, live at 10 a.m. Monday morning for Mindset Monday, right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, taking in all over the world. It's the Rockstar KC
and Mr. Marketology. Hey, engineer, I need a towel in here. I need a towel. I'm getting a little moist. Bring me a towel. I don't know how you feel. Can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me. Can you tell me? Is it cause I'm yeah. Well, is it cause I'm a star? It maybe could be my star. Still got my chain and